Are you ready to take control of your physical, emotional, spiritual, professional, and financial health? Are you ready to experience great success in your life? Each week, join Dr. Diane A. Thompson and her guests for tools and strategies to help you take control of your health and inspire you to live your best life. Now here is your host, Dr. Diane A. Thompson.
Welcome to Health Talk. My guests today are these two very knowledgeable and amazing women, Angie and Sylvie, from Sisterhood of Reinvention, and they're just filled with such sage advice and great information about reinventing the way you think, your goals, going after your passion, even when you don't feel you are ready to go after your passion. And so, Sylvie, it is said that you often tell women to start before they're ready. Tell us about that.
Yes. You know, as women, we have this desire to be perfect, but nobody is perfect. Only God is perfect. Perfection is impossible. So very often we have this dream. Maybe this dream is being an artist, or maybe this dream is being a business coach, whatever it might be. But we don't put it out in the world because it doesn't look perfect enough. It's a huge problem that I see repeatedly, time after time, in women, especially the women that come through our Sisterhood of Reinvention program. The thing is, this is what I ask the ladies to do, is I say, take your ego out of it. This isn't about you. Mm-hmm. It's your responsibility. God gave you this responsibility to share your gift with the world. So that's why I tell them to start before you're ready. Angie, I don't know if you have any peace to add to this, but that's what was really on my heart.
You have something to add, Angie?
Sure. I just wanted to say that I think that really goes along with that whole evolution piece that Sylvie was talking about, because each and every one of us is a work in progress, and if we wait until we've got it all figured out, well, like Sylvie said, it's never going to happen. So just know that you won't have it all figured out. Be okay with being okay, instead of thinking that you need to be more. If you start now, you're going to figure it out along the way as you grow. Because you know what? What you come up with today that's going to be today's perfect, in a month, it's not going to be perfect at that point. You know, because you are always evolving and changing and becoming better and growing. So start now. Start before you're ready, because there's nothing like committing to a speaking gig to get you to write your speech, or selling a program to get you to create it. Put your passion into action, because passion without action is nothing but a dream.
And I have to tell you guys that this really resonates with me, because I am one of those people, well, I want to say I was one of those people who, as they call it, I suffered from paralysis of analysis. I really would look at it and I think it had to look this way or be this way before I actually would do the thing. And it was actually a coach of mine who said to me, get out of your own way. Just get out of your own way and do the thing. And that was the best thing that she could have ever said to me, because I went for it. And even though, whether it's my writing or whatever it is, even though it wasn't perfect, I did it anyway. People learned something from it, which is the important thing. People got some value from it, even though it wasn't perfect. And you know what? Each time I got better. So I think you're so right. The idea that we get paralyzed because we're thinking, I don't want to put my gifts out there. It's just not quite there yet. And we sit back and do nothing. So you're so right. Just take action. Perfection is impossible. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Another thing that I've heard is that, Sylvie, you often don't like to hear the saying, thank goodness it's Friday, or not another Monday. I'm with you on this, but what is this? What bothers you about these?
Well, to be honest, it breaks my heart to see people settling in life. If they're saying this, chances are they're not happy with the job that they're going to on Monday morning. I hear it so often, you know, no, not Monday again, or it's Wednesday, it's hump day. But really, life is about a choice. You know, so often we think, oh, I have no other choice. I have to stay at this job, you know. I have to provide for my family. I know in this day and age, like, I'm speaking to all the corporate women out there right now, because with stress on both of our national economies, the middle class is really, really hurting. And as women, we find ourselves taking jobs just to provide that second income in our family. And sometimes we're really passionate about our jobs. Don't get me wrong. But very often we will settle for one that's not aligned with us. And that's the problem. That's when, it's Friday again comes in. I totally understand that. But you have all these choices. There are other jobs. And it's not because Angie and I are telling people, you know, you have to become an entrepreneur. Because the entrepreneurial life is not for everyone. Let's be honest. But you have a choice to find a different career that's more aligned with you. You have a choice to move. You have a choice to downsize, whatever it may be. But life is full of choices. Don't sit there and feel limited, because it's not true. It really is not true.
You're so right. And one of the things that people often say is that when you do find your passion, you never really work another day in your life. So it tells us that a lot of people are working at jobs that they're not passionate about. Now, before I go on to the next question, I know you guys had a free gift. I meant to talk about it earlier. Can you share with our listeners your free gift?
Absolutely. Angie, do you want to tell them about it?
Sure, I'll start telling them about it. We have been interviewing 30 experts?
Sylvia? Absolutely, yeah.
30 experts over the past month or so, and we have put this all together in a telesummit. And these are expert entrepreneurs who are giving away all of their best tips to making the process of building your business a whole lot easier and much more pleasurable. And that's so that you're not going to have to give up everything that's precious to you in the process of learning the tricks of the trade. Now, this is for startup entrepreneurs or anybody who is really interested in learning a lot of self-development or online tools that will really make things easier for them. But it's wonderful advice. And it's called the Push-Up Entrepreneur. And Sylvie, can you let them know where they can find that?
Absolutely. You guys can all go and follow the link, www.thepushupentrepreneur.com. There is no hyphen in between push and up. So I'll just spell it out real quickly. It's thepushupentrepreneur.com.
And I will make sure that that's also available on my Facebook page for our listeners, because that would be really, really wonderful for them to get involved with that. You guys talk about this concept called selective apathy. And so what I want you to do is, first of all, define for us what it is and really just share with us how can this hold a woman back as she's trying to move forward in her career, in her dream, in her goals. So, Angie, do you want to take that question?
Sure. Well, first of all, let's talk about what apathy is. So, basically, apathy is not caring, right? And now, not caring can be dangerous. We all know that. And a lot of times, apathy can get kind of a bad rap. Like, if somebody's apathetic, that's usually a bad thing. But not caring can also be one of the best reinvention tools that you have. So let's not kid ourselves. Stepping out into new territory when you're reinventing yourself, your work, your life, that can be scary stuff. It is not. So I just want to try illustrating this a little bit. Imagine that you're given this wonderful gift. It's a beautiful bird in a fancy cage. And this bird is gorgeous, colorful, graceful, and although you're the only one who's heard it sing, this bird sings the sweetest song your ears have ever heard. However, not everyone out there is a fan of the bird because they don't really know what this little bird is capable of. So your friends scoff at the bird, saying, "Who do you think you are caring about a bird like that when you have other responsibilities?" Your parents say, "You are so selfish to spend all your time with that bird. It won't amount to anything." Others say, "How foolish that bird is. Why can't you just do what the rest of us do and be happy?" Now, after hearing all these comments from everyone else, you start thinking that maybe you shouldn't care about this bird, even though you had this idea that when other people heard this bird's song, it would really change their life. but you start to feel guilty for ever spending time with it, and pretty soon you're spending less and less time with the bird, and its feathers grow dull, it stops singing, and you almost forget it's even there because you're too busy taking care of the responsibilities you have to your friends, spending all your time with your parents, and doing what everyone else is doing. How would that feel? So we've all gone through our lives using selective apathy, and that is selecting what we won't care about or what won't be important to us at any given time. So these are just the choices that we make a lot of times automatically or without even really putting a lot of thought into them. So unfortunately, for a good lot of us women, we've selected to not care about the very thing that is most instrumental in shaping our lives into the ones that we want to live. And these are our beautiful birds in our cages with the gorgeous song and the beautiful feathers and everything. These are our own beautiful desires and dreams of being more. And that's right, the desires within us are what we've chosen to set aside. So in the meantime, all of our energy goes into being this person that we think we're supposed to be, maybe who we think others expect us to be. We live our lives in accordance to what other people think and what other people desire of us, and perhaps we might care a little too much about being approved of by others and not enough about approving of ourselves. So this is a problem for new entrepreneurs or women who are wanting to reinvent their lives. They fear so much what others will think of them and their choices that they're paralyzed. So here's my reality check question of the day. Whoever said that everyone could approve of your choices? Just think about that for a moment. Because a lot of us just accept that that's part of our lives. And we do everything we can to try to make sure that we're doing what makes everyone else happy without questioning if it's something that you want or if it really matters if they approve or not. So for those of you out there who aren't following your dream, just take a moment and close your eyes. Imagine, if you will, that you make the choice not to care anymore about what everyone else thinks of your dream. That's right. Let it all fall away. All the judgment, the shame, the guilt that you've been carrying around about that beautiful little desire within your heart. Now imagine that you've chosen to just be the person you are. And how does that feel? Do you feel lighter, freer? It's really about trusting your heart, and let me tell you, it feels a whole lot better to trust your heart than to go through life denying your desires and your gifts. We've seen this over and over in our work with women, and when these women are able to finally let go of this fear of what everyone will think of them and finally be who they really are, they shine. They blossom into these amazing women who laugh in the face of fear. They do what they know they need to do to make a difference in the world. And let me tell you, it's so strange, but they even look better. They have like an inner glow. But it's amazing. We keep seeing it over and over, and we're just amazed every time at how they just come out of their shells and become this much more confident, beautiful, fulfilled woman than she was before. So back to selective apathy. Developing selective apathy means that you choose not to care about what does not lead you closer to your dream. And the other side of that is being sure focused in on what does lead you closer to your dream.
Amazing. So trust your heart, let go of the fear, and really choose to focus on the things that will bring you forward and not those that will take you away from your dreams. I mean, I think those are great advice for approaching life in general. Is there anything else that you would add in terms of helping a woman to ensure that she's not a victim of this selective apathy?
Yes, and so if you use selective apathy to your advantage, then that means you are choosing in the direction of your dreams. But many of us are victims of this because we've already made that choice that we're not going to pay attention to that beautiful little bird that's singing that beautiful song to us that nobody else can hear. We're choosing to ignore that, and we're choosing to stamp that out and forget about it and not hear it anymore. And after a while, you kind of forget that it's even there. So my advice would be to really pay attention. What are your priorities in life? Because what you really care about should be reflected on the outside through your actions. And for some of us, it really isn't. And, you know, they usually say that it will show. What your priorities are will show on the outside. But the truth is that it isn't always that way, because sometimes we may treasure something that we hold, you know, we have something we hold dear, a dream in our heart, but we don't pay it the attention that it needs because we kind of feel a little silly about it or a little ashamed or think that people will laugh at that. So we just need to check in with ourselves and make sure that we are doing what is in alignment with who we are in the direction that we want to go. So if something doesn't line up with, you know, if it's not on the path to getting you where you want to be, then take a really good look at that, because it might be something that you maybe shouldn't be spending so much time having attention to.
You're listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD, sponsored by FMG Radio. Please visit Dr. Diane and browse her past shows and guest bios at fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDiane, MD.
And again, for our listeners, if you're just joining us, welcome to Health Talk. My guests are Angie and Sylvie, and they're from the Sisterhood of Reinvention. And they're just giving us some really great advice on helping us reinvent our lives, reinvent our goals and dreams, and getting us from where we are currently to where we really want to be. And you just touched on something, and it's a great segue into my next question, and it's about this idea of living life that is in alignment. What exactly does that mean?
So really, living a life that's in alignment takes three things. First, it takes this ability to identify your values. You know, what is it that you value in your life? What is important to you? You can go online and you can pull up a list of 240 top values and you can put them in order. What are your top five values? Because that is really going to give you a major clue as to whether you're living a life that's in alignment. For example, if I really value family, and yet I work out of town 362 days a year, how is that fitting in with my values? So number one, getting clear on your values. Number two would be developing this deep understanding of your desires. So asking yourself things like, what is it that I truly desire in my life? And then going back to your values, does what I desire fit with my values? So maybe I desire freedom, but my values are to be, let's say, very grounded and busy. You want to make sure that they both fit together. Super important. And the next piece with living a life that's in alignment, you're just going to know that you're doing it because it's going to feel right to you. I want to add before I reveal the third piece is that many women today, they take prescription medications for depression, for anxiety, and I'm not saying that either of those are not viable conditions, because they are, but often it's because women have forced themselves in situations that they just don't align with. They just don't feel good to them. You know, maybe there's a woman out there who is working 18-hour days, but she really desires to be at home with her child. Imagine what is going on in her heart. So when we live out of alignment, we're forcing ourselves, we're pushing ourselves into depression. It's really unfortunate. I really don't like to see that. My heart goes out to these women. The third piece that I touched on values, I touched on desires, but the most important mindset out of all of this to live a life that's in alignment is really having an ability to surrender to God's plan. You know, you can have your values figured out, you can have your desires figured out, and you can make sure that they line up. But you've got to have this ability to surrender to what is going to come next in your life, because you're being given this challenge, this hurdle, for a reason. And that reason is to shift you into your purpose.
I like that. I like that. Did you have anything to add to that, Angie?
No, I think she covered
No,
it
I
really
think she
well.
Was pretty good. I just didn't know if you had anything to add. And so the idea is getting into alignment is getting clear on your values. I mean, that's great. Now, is there a particular mindset that one has to have to get to this place of alignment?
Right, and that's the one that I just touched on. It's really having this ability to surrender to your purpose, mm-hmm. to God's plan, rather
and so for
than
those,
always
what
trying
about,
to be.
You know, there are people who don't necessarily, who are listening to my show, and they don't necessarily believe in God. You know, how do they approach that if you're saying
well,
to God's plan?
I think,
plan?
You know, whether it's God or whether it's the universe, the higher power, whichever
right, whatever
power,
that
it is,
higher power
you
is.
Believe in, that's right. I really believe that it will direct you into your purpose. Absolutely.
And down to my final question. I always love to leave my listeners with something tangible that they can take away. I know that a lot of people listening are, you know, working on moving out of whatever they're currently doing, and they're really struggling with the idea of moving forward, and you guys have done it successfully, so we want to learn from you. So what I'd love to know is, from your experience so far, what really important lesson have you learned? And from that, what advice would you share to a woman who's trying to make this shift, whether she's leaving her current position, going into a new job or starting a new business or going after her passion, what advice would you give her? And whichever one of you want to start first.
I'll start. This is Angie.
Okay.
I'll start.
Okay.
You know, I think a really important piece about this is that when you start to change and you start to develop and you're becoming this different person, it really freaks out those who are closest to you in your life, because they have no idea where you're going with it, and they don't know what's happening to you, and they often feel threatened just because, you know, you've existed with them in this certain capacity for maybe years and years or months or whatever, and all of a sudden you're turning into this different person who likes doing different things and talks about different things, and they don't know what to make of it. So when you start going into reinventing yourself and, you know, becoming an entrepreneur or changing your business vision, things like that, it can get really lonely because all of a sudden you don't have the same bond with a lot of people. I mean, it's just the sad truth because, you know, there's kind of this split. They it's not that they're mad at you or that you're mad at them, but you can't relate on the same level. So my biggest piece of advice would be, do not do it alone. So I have three things that I like to recommend for that. And the first one is self a mentor or a coach, because you need somebody who holds a bigger dream for you than you're able to hold for yourself, somebody who can lift you up to their level and beyond when you need that. Second, get yourself a community of like-minded women, women who are in the same shoes as you, who are going into entrepreneurship or who are there, women who have reinvented themselves or are in the process, because you're going to need each other to get through this time. You're going to need people who are on your same level, who understand, and you can help each other so much and develop these great bonds as you go through this process. And then the third one is, please, when you go into this process, especially if you're becoming an entrepreneur, there's a lot to do. Do not hesitate to hire out or delegate, whether that's in your business or whether it's in your personal life. You would prize how little you have to pay to get certain things done. It's amazing the kind of deals you can get if you're looking for them. And also, don't hesitate to delegate to your family. And Sylvia and I like to say, hire your team before you think you need them. Because by the time you think you need them, it's kind of too late. You're already in trouble and you've overextended yourself and something has fallen through the cracks. So that's my advice.
Absolutely. And if
great
I can
advice.
Add.
Can I just summarize just because they were so good?
Yeah.
So
sure.
Get yourself a coach, get involved with like-minded women, and get help or delegate. Wonderful. Now, Sylvie, let me hear your side.
Yes, yes. The piece that I wanted to share really is that it's not overnight. So don't fall into that illusion that it's simple, that, you know, So often we see out there people saying, you know, work with me and in 6 months you're going to make six figures. Now, I'm not saying that's impossible, but I also I want you to proceed with caution and realism as well. Plan for your success, but plan for it in 18 months to 2 years. Like, be super realistic. And then once you start something, don't quit. Stay focused on it. That is really my biggest tip. You know, for all these people who are listening, this large audience that you have, Dr. Diane, I want to say to them that so many people in this economy they've lost their jobs. And they're struggling to make ends meet. They're trying to figure out, okay, where am I going next? Entrepreneurship is a way for them to create their own economy rather than get turned down. I mean, there's been so many large manufacturing companies closing and big corporations downsizing. But entrepreneurship is really a viable option. So I just wanted to add that piece. You know, we don't want to scare anyone with any of the mindset stuff that you have to go through. It's really a beautiful choice.
I agree. Mm-hmm. So again, in summarizing what you had to say, it won't be an overnight thing, and that's important because a lot of people will try in a few months and it's not going their way and they will quit. So it's going to take some time and stay focused, don't quit, and of course plan for your success. So those are really great things. And as you say, this is a time when a lot of people, you know, if you go out on your own and try to open your own business, there's a great chance you may do well. And, you know, maybe this is the way to go. It's just a great opportunity. So do you guys have any upcoming projects?
Well, right now we have an ongoing program, and that's the Sisterhood of Reinvention. It's an 8-month program, which really puts together an amazing group of women with a real intimate connection. All these women, they've been able to tune into their higher purpose, and they're really working with us on making it a profitable reality. So that's been ongoing. And you can learn more about the Sisterhood of Reinvention by heading on over to our website, sisterhoodofreinvention.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Sisterhood of Reinvention. Stay tuned because we are going to have some really exciting programs coming your way.
I thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been a lot of fun and a lot of learning. So I thank Sylvie and Angie from the Sisterhood of Reinvention. Thank you so much for coming on the show, ladies.
Thank you.
It's been my pleasure, and I'll make sure the information is on the Facebook site. All right, you guys take care.
You too. Have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, I thank Sylvie and Andy. Wow, that's lots of really wonderful information, so many pearls that they've shared with us. And I will make sure to summarize some of this and have them on the Facebook page for you guys, and I'll make sure their information is also there. Once again, I thank you guys for listening in. I know you could be someplace else, so I appreciate that so many of you show up every week to listen, and I feel this obligation to make sure you get quality information, and we definitely got that tonight, so I really appreciate those ladies. Remember, as I say to you, your health is your wealth, and I encourage you, please do something healthy for yourself this week. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, everyone.
You've been listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. For show replays and full guest bios, please be sure to visit fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDiane, MD.